And the purpose of this joint meeting is to discuss two items, ID number 4487 and 4488, CBA, smokehouse renovation, and both acts, Mr. Chairman. And for the record, sir.
Good morning, sir. John Cullen, Acting Commissioner, Department of Emergency Services.
Cullen, welcome.
Commissioner, good to see you this morning. We have, as you know, two acts before us, a capital budget amendment for a capital project entitled Smokehouse Renovations, also an accompanying bond act for $550,000 in bonds to finance this project. I wonder if you just take us through the actual project itself, which has, and its condition, the facility's condition, which puts these two items in front of us this morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Approximately a year ago, this, what we call the smokehouse, which is original to the training center facility, we were conducting a live fire exercise, and they had closed a door, heard a thud, and part of the ceiling had spooled and collapsed. Luckily, there were no injuries. We shut the smokehouse prop down that night and called for DBW to do an engineering study, which they did a very thorough and excellent study of the building. Just to back up for a minute, the smokehouse is what we call our bread and butter training prop. Westchester County, of course, consists of mainly residential structures, single-family residential structures, and that's where more of our fires do occur. So we use this facility to duplicate things they may see in the field while fighting a residential structure. It's one of our more used props that we have up there. So it's been down for a year. Engineering came, did a really good study on it, outlined it. The cause of the issues in the building are, of course, age. It was built in 1979. But a lot of spalling, a result of repeated exposure to temperature extremes of live fire. We do live fire in the buildings. Rapid extinguishment, high pressure impact resulting from the use of fire hoses during the training sessions. We've advised that some locations the building concrete is completely spalled off. I do have a couple copies of the engineering studies for the chairman. We have exposed structural reinforcing bars, portion of the ceiling, protective coatings have fallen. Large volumes of water flow during the exercises, resulting in drainage problems that cause to pool and stagnate, freeze and thaw. Also done that, and the exterior areas surrounding the smokehouse exhibit a similar damage, a wear and tear, uneven sidewalks, tripping pool hazards, and such.
To my best recollection, this is the first time we've in the life of this building that we've had to go in with extensive rehabilitation, is it not?
That's my knowledge. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Just for the information of the two committees, as the deputy commissioner mentioned, this building goes back to 1979. At this point, it's approaching somewhere 33, 34 years old. I think the most important thing to keep in mind here is that this legislature took a major action back a little bit more than a decade ago, perhaps 1999, if I remember correctly. We established In an environment where both paid and volunteer firefighters in this county needed a really good place to train and wouldn't be driven away to other facilities. I think, John, I guess Rockland was used extensively back then by a number of Westchester departments in search of a decent training facility. We made a decision here, as you remember, we created the Department of Emergency Services, which John Cullen now heads up, and by doing so, we were looking to bring an operation that put an umbrella over all functions, and not only things like fire suppression and responses to emergency medical and hazmat and the like, but also the function of training. And we invested, it was a major upgrade at our facility. number of different exercises and elements of the training facility were introduced shortly thereafter the creation of the department. However, one of the facilities that was brought forward into the new operation was the smokehouse. And so over these many years, we've had the outdoor training facility. We've had over the years the construction of classrooms at the site to make it an all-around classroom and field exercise training facility that both paid and volunteer departments in this county started to use extensively. As the commissioner points out, if you've ever been there and you've seen this thing torched up and then the environment, the training environment that's created, and then as you mentioned, the use over the years by the firefighters, the high pressure hose, the like, it's not a surprise to any of us that this is now before us. It's time to rehab it so it can be put back in shape for ongoing use. I'm surprised it took this long, quite honestly. Mr. Byrne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 20 years ago, I rappelled down the side of this building and stumbled my way through the smug chamber trying to pass the baby firefighter 101. I succeeded, and in no small part, it was due to the fact that the training that had been gone before that prepared me for this. The place gets heavily used. Between the water that's hosed on it and the smoke, which is, I don't know, thick enough to require a bread knife to cut through it if you try to even kneel. It's really important. And the constant turnover in the volunteer ranks that we have means that we really can't take a break on this for very long. So I'm hoping that the work that's scheduled for this will get done rather quickly. How long do you expect the smokehouse to be out of circulation?
Well, it's been out a year now.
It's been out for a year?
Yeah, it's forced firefighters to seek training elsewhere.
Where?
We can't simulate that prop anywhere.
Where do we go?
Our tower. They've gone to West Harrison for fire training. They have a little center there, to Rockland County, to Putnam County, to various other areas.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I'm rather stunned that this is now only coming before us. Why was it not brought to our attention and the bond issue made a much more high priority matter?
As soon as we identified an issue, we began the process.
And you're saying that you've gone through the design process and all the rest of it?
Yes, sir. So that's all accomplished already. Yes.
And how did you pay for that?
Oh, it was done interior. The DPW engineering department did an engineering study and released the bids and that sort.
So all that has been done. I don't recall seeing this here before us. Did it come before your committee?
To that point, Mr. Chair? Just a quick question to that point. Obviously, you're hearing the support for this around this table, and this will move forward. The question I have also from a budgetary standpoint, though, to the legislator's point is, don't we have a reserve fund for the training center for things like this that we can tap into if we need emergency repairs?
I'm not aware of that.
No? I thought the chairman mentioned that this morning in a conversation. All right, we'll look into that from our end. But okay. All right, thank you.
So it takes a year to get.
Well, this is dated July 6th.
No, but like you said, to do the whole study and to finally have a report, it takes a year. Government at its best, right there. Mr. Williams, did you want to?
No, I just was on the point that Legislator Harkin made concerning the ability to fund emergency repairs or these things. I don't think that is, while we are proposing to do a capital bond budget amendment, I don't think that we would necessarily have to wait in order to do an emergency repair.
It's right.
Clearly a process by which we fund these
things. Through ANC emergency contracts.
Emergency contracts. So there is, there couldn't be a suggestion, a serious suggestion that we could not move forward on an item of emergency such as us without legislation to amend the capital budget. And I don't know in terms of the timing whether the commissioner can explain what kind of effort has been put into moving it outside of the legislative process to get this thing funded.
I can just tell you,
effort has been put in. Yeah.
Yes, sir. As soon as we became aware of the situation, we notified the Department of Public Works, and they were responsive and did an exhaustive study.
What's the timeline for those? When did you become aware? When did they actually come aware?
It was approximately a year ago, October. I don't have an exact date for you.
Approximately.
But we closed it when the incident occurred, notified DPW, and the process began.
Mr. Hart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sure there may be more questions and discussions, but I would certainly move this for budget appropriations.
Second
that?
Yes.
The fire started was first.
Okay. And for Public Works.
So moved.
Second.
A motion is second by Public Works. Mr. Rogowski.
Yeah, I thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I guess, let me say, as this did not come through my committee, but let me say, as Chair of Public Safety, I'll take some responsibility. I guess my committee, somehow we should have known about this. I should have known about this a year ago, so how that didn't happen, but I'll take some of the blame, because I guess it's up to me to try to find these things out. But I am concerned. Does anyone know, does our staff know, was this project in our capital, but we have a five-year capital budget plan that rolls over year by year. Can staff tell us, was this project ever in one of our capital plans?
I don't believe so. I have to go back and check, because this is a CBA.
This is a CBA, for so clearly for 2011. It's not in the 2011 capital budget, but we have a five-year plan. So my question is, back in 2008, 9, 10, was it clearly dropped down to 11, and you know, without going into the whole budget process, does anyone know it was in prior? Because my point is, here we are, first of all, put aside the year for a moment, we get back to that, and I know the Public Safety Committee is not in session here, but we go through bridges, we go through roads. I mean, a lot of our oversight working with the administration is, and we rely, frankly, on the administration, on DPW, to do all that work, whether it's trucks, road, we come in several times a year, we're going through all the ratings, and we go to, we have a very important, as Legislator Harkin and others have said, a very important facility. And it got to the point where something fell, it was closed on the spot and then closed for a year. The first question is, maybe through our public work group, how did it get to this point? How did it get to the point where one of our very, everyone said, you say it's used all the time, it's not as if we didn't go check the building out for a year. People were in there every day, literally. And how did it get to the point where we had to close and close for a year? So it's a rhetorical question, but it seems to me that our process fell down somewhere. Because, again, bridges, trucks, roads, we go through a whole operation, and one of our most important emergency services facilities got to this point. You know, I could argue that maybe someone was afraid about spending money, but I said, well, we have a five-year program, and we're going back through this, based on its conditions, probably 4 or 5 years ago, this should have been on someone's radar scope. But certainly, if this happened last October, we did our budget last November, and I would hope politics and, you know, ideology about spending did not get in the way last November and December. Someone should have brought this to our attention as we were doing the budget last November, December, that our very important facility was down and there's no money in the budget. Let's add some money to the capital budget. Get it. So I'm just expressing a frustration, both as public safety chair, but as a member of this legislature, that last November, December, went through the first budget of the new administration, and why the administration did not bring this project to us so we could have put it in the 2011 capital budget and not almost a year later doing a capital budget amendment. Enough of the speeches, but it should have been done. But we are where we are, and I certainly support my colleagues. This needs to be done. But somewhere along the line, Mr. Chairman, you can get into next year, how this got to happen I think some committee should look into at some point. So the design work has been done in-house because the document in front of us is just $550,000 to do the work.
Right.
So one of my questions, I guess, has been answered. The engineering study, the design, what needs to be done, I guess some in-house money was found. That's another question for the budget somewhere, because usually that costs a few dollars, and even if it was done in-house, someone got the money to do that, but fine, it's done. Now there's $550,000 capital budget amendment. And I guess that's my major concern here, Mr. Chairman, is how we got to this point, and maybe some committee down the road will pursue. Because once this happens, it's a credibility issue. I mean, all of us are very concerned. We go when we talk to our constituents, we talk to groups. We say things. It's credibility is terribly important, and to have this building come to us in this shape, to me, right away. Well, what else is out there? What else is out there? And you know, whether it's a bridge about to fall. Now, all of a sudden, with all those words, now I have to start thinking. It got to the point we had to close it down. That raises a big red flag for me. And again, my concern is, why? Was a concern about spending money, and you know, instead of public safety, this clearly is the case is money wasn't spent, and public safety was at risk, and it should have been done last year. Enough said, Mr. Chair. I'll support this.
Commissioner, just to refresh my memory, because everyone around the table knows that you're not going to have a long history with this because you're a relatively new member of the management team here with the county. But when exactly did you come on board?
January 2010.
Okay. January 25th. Yeah, okay. All right. So as Mr. Rogowski points out, we have we have a situation that perhaps a lot of things are running on a parallel track. One of the first things that probably would have come up that the administration would be aware of, the commissioner at the time may not have been brought into this. It probably was too early on, you know, in his service here with us. But there was the assessment of the facility that had to take place in, say, 9-10, and then as they moved towards May of 2010, I know the administration doesn't understand our role under the law as far as what we're able to do and assess the adequacy of the capital budget as proposed and the actions we can take to add to it. But they certainly are quick to point out that there's, I guess it's a May deadline for submissions by the departments, and I'd be very interested to see what the public safety was, where emergency services was able to submit for that May 10th deadline, and if in fact one of the submissions was an upgrade of the need for an upgrade of the smokehouse of the burn building, that would be very disturbing. I don't know whether that kind of.
In the 2012 capital.
So it's in the 2012 program. Okay. So the commissioner's good enough to tell us this morning that it's been down for a year. We know it's an integral part of training. One of our own guys can attest to what it puts you through. But firefighters, certainly John, in his capacity as a senior member of the White Plains Fire Department, he knows what's available in the area. He knows the importance of these training facilities. For some reason, it's in the 2012. So that tells us right away. Somebody over there was aware of the need, but I think it was in everyone's best interest for the administration to understand how important this was. I don't see how it sits in 212. Why isn't it sitting like in 211? Why wasn't this front and center months and months ago? So anyway, and obviously the chairman of the Public Safety Committee knows nothing about it from a year ago. So. Well, I think we're going to have to take a look at that because, as Marty says, he's describing the tip of the iceberg, and I know from my role in public works, I'm very disturbed by a number of different public works projects that don't seem to be moving forward. We have all this talk about, you know, infrastructure renewal and our need to keep on top of the things that we own, it kind of alerts us. It's that red flag that tells us that we better start even paying even greater attention and actually investigating a lot of these different things. I know we have legislator Shimsky and some of the bridge work that she's brought to our attention and road conditions that have been let go. So, Marty, you hit it right on the head. I mean, taken in total, we cannot just to achieve a number decide to let our infrastructure crumble. We're not going to do that as the legislature. But this is a great project that's being brought to us this morning, and I know that Commissioner, you certainly understand the importance of it to have this available to paid and volunteer firefighters in this county. We're in discussion now on this. I don't know if anything more needs to be said. We have motions and seconds in two committees. Legislator Shimsky.
I just have one quick comment and a question, and the question is one that you can't answer, so you could just stand at ease. First of all, while we're mentioning projects, let's not forget the family court facilities and follow-up that should be done on the two dams whose repairs we voted on several months ago. Mm-hmm. I also had a question. I note that there's a lot of work being done on the stone outside of our building, and I was just curious as to whether that was work that was done pursuant to the spending that we authorized a mere couple months ago, or if that was, or if that's being done pursuant to some earlier bonding that was voted on.
That was an earlier thing,
that
if I remember.
I
spoke with Commissioner Hsu about that.
Okay,
because
that is an earlier
what
thing.
They did was they did a study of the pointing around the top of the building, and then they found some damage, and then they had to come back and do that.
So that was emergency work that was done?
It was an emergency. It wasn't an emergency.
It
was a part of the capital.
It was part of the
project.
Okay.
The
project.
Just being done in due course.
All right.
Just refresh my memory. Commissioner, once again, what do you think? I mean, just Professor, what's your best guess? When can we get this back up and running if things proceed ahead now?
I believe with your approvals, we can move rather swiftly with this. All the background work has been done. The bids were let out. So we can move quickly.
All right. Any other discussion?
I just want to make a comment because, this is not a surprise to me. This is something the career chiefs have been talking about for 9 months. And when last year, when it was proposed that public safety and DES be merged, this was part of the conversation. And I know I met with career chiefs. I'm sure you all met with career chiefs. We all had meetings because they were very concerned. And the smokehouse was a big part of that. So I think it's just a little disingenuous to say none of us knew.
Was that here in this building? Was that in front of budget or public safety or public works?
I have to assume they met with the majority caucus.
Mr. Chairman, I could say with all due respect, we met with all the police, all the organizations, we discussed that merger. It never came. Maybe discussions of buildings came up.
Yeah.
It never came up that smokehouse was closed. Never came up. I'll say it on the record. Never came up. Maybe what to do with the smokehouse is part of a merger meeting.
Right.
But never once did anything around, at least around this table, any meetings that I was in, came up that it's closed. We have a problem. We're not trained.
Well, I don't want to speak for Ken because he's not here, but I know the career chiefs have been emailing him and bringing this to his attention.
Never brought
and
to my attention.
I know this came up during budget.
Never came up. Mr. Williams.
Not to my knowledge as chairman of budget and appropriation.
I just wanted to, I think the legislator is saying that they were met with the minority caucus, which I really find that kind of, when you're talking about public safety, that kind of division in terms of sharing information that is so important to the legislative process is really, really detrimental, because I know that we have not seen this on the Capitol Subcommittee.
I'm not saying you have.
But we have not, to say it was disingenuous on our part, really is a strong language suggesting that we've seen this, and we have not seen this as a capital project on the subcommittee.
So this didn't even go through the subcommittee?
It did not come through. As a matter of fact, when we just got this as an emergency and decided to move it through to the DNA committee.
I understand.
But I want to make sure that it's clear for the record. When you assert that somehow or other the issue be raised about this being the condition being aware of or being by the administration a year ago, when we could have gotten this into the budget process. Mm-hmm. And we raise those questions because they are legitimate questions, not to make any points about it, but it's supposed to go through a committee process. So we're aware. You're saying to us, you knew of this. And so if you knew that these repairs, then why did we write the committees now?
If I may clarify, one second. I never insinuated it, that you saw this document. My statement was, this was a very big lot of contention when there were conversations on merging the two departments. And there were many meetings with Ken Jenkins in his office, with career chiefs. I'm sure some of you had meetings in your districts with fire departments.
Yeah.
The smokehouse was a very big one of contention.
This is a very different document.
And the repairs that had to be made. Well, now, there might not have been a dollar figure on it at the time.
There was no printed figure. There was nothing in
I never said there was.
Well, then how would we have known about it?
The repairs that were being requested for the smokehouse, I'm just saying, were a big part of the conversation.
Okay. Let me just move this forward. Apparently, part of the information collected here this morning is we at least know that we have one legislator on the board that came by knowledge through the career chiefs. We have a minority caucus.
I'm in that minority caucus, and I'm not aware of it.
I wasn't aware either, and I'm the whip, so maybe Sheila just in conversations picked it up from somebody else.
Okay.
Well, we
have
in Ken's office with the career chiefs.
I think one of the things, and I know that, you know, although my responsibilities with public safety were years and years ago, I am active and ongoing in my discussions with both career and volunteer firefighters, not only in my district but throughout the county. And it never came to my attention. It never came to Public Works' attention. Mr. Rogowski is unaware of it as chair of Public Safety. So I think that this is another problem that we need to kind of start maybe explaining to people if they see a need, what they have to do to bring it forward. I thought years ago most people understood that you no longer just put it in the ear of the county executive because he didn't unilaterally make the decisions. You just didn't put it in the ear of the board of legislators because they unilaterally didn't make the decisions. But to see something that is so important as an organization, and then for that organization not to bring it to the attention of the decision makers who can do something about it, I guess we have to go back and kind of re-educate some people. But if we can, let's conclude the relevant discussion on the items that are before us this morning, the amendment of the capital budget necessary and the bond act necessary to provide the financing to move forward with this very important project. Is there any other discussion on this topic from members of either committee? Okay, at this point then, let me call for a vote. We'll take the two together. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, these items are reported to the floor. Commissioner, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Bruce.
And I think that concludes the joint part.
Right. At this point, I'd entertain a motion for the adjournment of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee.
Second.
Motion a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the meeting is now adjourned.
Right. Following the lead of our committee coordinator, item number 3 on the agenda, ID 4663, and this is jointly with Chairwoman Williams.
I want to call her.